thinking about running?
I considered it.
Yeah. You were really?
I considered it. No, I really considered it. I mean, I think, and I don't think that was a secret, that I was considering it, I was researching it, I was talking to friends and advisors and people I respect about what would be the best way forward. And yeah, so I'm not going to pretend like I didn't consider running. I did consider running. And as I talked with different people who I respect, and as I attended some of Cap Brooks' campaign and also witnessed what was going on in the community, I came to feel that the more powerful move at this point would be to support Cap Brooks for mayor, and to help with this campaign, and also to put my effort and time into the campaign to repeal Costa Hawkins and other people and other seats that I want to support.
So when, but when do you start, when, how, like, how long ago was it that you came to the point where you said, you know what, when, like, when did that happen? You reach out to her and say, you know what, I'm not going to run, but I'll support you, and then we'll go to the gallery.
Hey.
And that, like that, that, how old was that? What's that time frame? Like a week or two? Or?
Oh, I ain't gonna give you all our specific dates.
Well, it's pretty recent, though.
It's fairly recent.
Well, yeah. She told me that you, I mean, it was originally you were gonna just go in together.
We talked about that as well. That was also an option on the table as well, yeah.
So, but it's pretty recent.
Yeah, it's fairly recent, yeah.
So the other thing is, so you got a sitting mayor, and one that some people, including yourself, say screwed you out of a seat on a some place where you were, you know, you were bringing home the pork.
Absolutely.
In a good sense.
Absolutely.
Pork is probably not good for the air.
No, the Bay Area Air Quality Management District Board, which controls hundreds of millions of dollars of money for really important projects for cities like Oakland, and which I fought for and won a seat for Oakland on in 2016, mm-hmm. and which in this past year, Libby Schaff herself, this isn't just her administration vaguely, but she personally went to the meeting and made the motion to give away the seat to another city to get rid of Oakland having representation on the board, and which I believe was done because she was afraid I'd be running against her and somehow thought that ousting me and ousting Oakland from this important regional role would somehow benefit her. And it's despicable behavior. And when I was discussing with Kat the question of whether I would back her, and one of the things I asked is, if she was mayor, would she fight for us to have that seat back on the air board? And she said yes, she would, and that was one of her commitments of what she would do as mayor.
Is this a little bit of payback to Libby? I'm going to endorse right now who's the candidate right now, and it's early, that would be the strongest of that long list of challengers that have filed intent. A little payback?
No, it's that, I mean, I've been watching Cap Brooks, meeting with her, listening to her. I believe in what she's saying. I believe in what she's doing. I believe in the vision that she's holding for Oakland, and that's why I'm endorsing her. I believe the fact that Libby would be so petty as to move to oust Oakland from a seat that brings us home money for air quality improvements for our hardest hit neighborhoods is just one of the many reasons that the voters should want a different mayor who doesn't hurt Oakland out of a petty political vendetta.
So one last thing. So when the voters, and you're talking to voters and you're going to door to door or you're anywhere,
yes.
and they're going to say, well, I like the mayor, what makes her different? Why would I like Cap Brooks? What are you going to be saying to that person at their door?
In Oakland right now, the number of people living on the streets is worse than it's ever been. The trash that doesn't get picked up is worse than it's ever been. And police officers who actively colluded to cover up sex misconduct by this mayor were given promotions. And so to me, the reasons why we need a different mayor are not just abstract philosophy. They're about tangible outcomes. We should be helping the homeless. We should be having proactive cleanup of illegal dumping. And we should be not allowing police to get away with that level of misconduct. And so, to me, it's more about those tangible issues and how they're hurting real people is why I believe Cap Brooks would be a better mayor.